Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Everybody, hey, this is it with Redneck and Eyes Radio. It's Friday. It's the 3rd of February, and it's 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Give us a call at 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio, all things trekking and then some. And check us out, redneckandeyes.com. We're talking about life on the road, what's going on in the trekking industry, and whatever else is on your mind. And big warning out there, watch out for flying balloons. Big time going on down here. Today, the news, I tell you what, they have a special website, track the Chinese balloon, huge balloon flying over the United States right now. And according to the federal government, it belongs to China. And they say it's a surveillance balloon, and we're just going to let it fly. Just, you know, whatever they need. You know, hey, they already come into your truck shows and measure all the trucks and take pictures of all the engines and all the parts, and then they participate in the truck shows and everything. So it's okay. It's no big deal. It's just China trying to be like the United States, right? We got all the Chinese restaurants, and they're taking everything else. That's it. That's what it's all about. So this is Redneck and Eyes Radio, and what do you guys got going on? It's Friday, and Friday free-for-all, I call it, from one a couple of the old radio shows, so... Let me know. Redneck and Eyes Radio. Let's get it done.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Everybody, hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. Just give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. You just hit one. We appreciate everybody joining along. And like I said, Redneckinize Radio, all things trucking and then some. 515-602-9731 is the phone number. Appreciate everybody joining along. Great sponsor I can think is Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app. Go download their app from your app store. It's Trucker Tools. You can check them out at truckertools.com. That's downloading their tracking software. They got for load tracking and also load booking. And you can also plan your route where you can plan out for fuel stops, truck stops, hotels, what do you call Walmarts, parking, whatever you need in the route to get the job done. Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support over at Redneckinize. So what you guys got going on? I was enjoying today. Today's weather got a little better today over here in Texas. The weather is getting a little better, and not a lot of rain, and, of course, it's not freezing anymore, so, you know, that's always a good thing. And other than that, you know, couldn't really get out this morning, so we turned on the news, and guess what? There's a balloon flying across the United States and belongs to China. And I said before, hey, they already come over to the truck shows. I don't know if you guys ever been to a truck show lately. But the Chinese show up and they take measurements and photographs and everything of all the parts and all the vehicles. And they just, you know, come up with all the different parts that the knockoff, you know, and then they make parts. They got lights. They got all the starters and some of the stuff that I see in those little booths or whatever they got is I don't even know what it is. But they're trying to sell it. And what they're doing is they're attracting the OEMs. They're telling the OEMs that, hey, we can make those parts too. And we can sell them to you cheap. So instead of getting them from Mexico or from Detroit, they said, no, we'll ship them to you over here in China. It'll be cheaper. And I've actually learned some lessons knowing some people that deal with the Chinese market. And how they do things. And it's really amazing because, see, what it is that the Chinese government, they make it so that, I mean, you know how Trump said they're winning? Well, they do it on purpose. They make sure. It's actually cheaper. Like, so just think of anything. Anything that you can think of that is made in China, okay? Anything that's made in China, it is cheaper to buy it in the United States than it is to buy it in China where it is made. And they do that on purpose. They actually pay. They actually, you know, kind of like tariffs. They pay. Like, it's almost like if you made something in China and you're going to ship it to the United States, they'll pay you to ship it to the United States. Ship it. Go send it. And then it becomes cheaper. They can sell it cheaper. They want to be able to sell it cheaper in the United States. And then what do you call anything we send them, they slap a tariff on it. And they charge, you know. And that way we can't sell stuff to them. They can sell stuff to us cheaper. So we as consumers are buying things cheaper made in China than the people that are actually making it in China. Okay. So this person was traveling to China to deal with their job, and their counterpart in China, the people that they directly deal with in China, calls them up and says, hey, go to Best Buy, buy an Apple computer and bring it with you, and then I'll pay you for it when it gets here. It's like, what, $2,000? Something like that? Now it's probably way, way more expensive, but back then it was about $2,000. And so he did, and he brought it in the box, and they're like, yeah, no problem. You know, he goes, yeah, I bought this computer, and I'm bringing it to here. You know, just bringing it, and they say, yeah, no problem. So he gets there, and the other person says, yeah, here's your money. And he's like, okay, I guess that was no big deal. Why is that? I mean, you can buy them here, can't you? And they were like, yeah, but it's like another $2,000. It's twice as much. And that's how much they actually cost. And then the government pays for the computer to ship it to the United States. So there you go. That's what they do. And it's, to me, and I think it's getting us hooked on stuff. They can actually say, okay, we're not doing that anymore. And then the price of things go up, right? But we're so addicted to this stuff, we got to have it. You know, it's kind of like everything else. When Trump was trying to stop China from doing stuff and throw tariffs on things they were sending over and all that, people were like, no, don't do that, don't do that. And it's not free trade. Like everybody else has said, we like, you know, we should have, you know, trade. Trade's good, free trade. It's not free. Okay? We say it's free. They don't say it's free. They put their money on it, you know, and they make it cheaper. So it's kind of like, you know, how when the drug dealer gives the first batch of drugs to you for free to get you hooked. So now you're hooked and you can't get off of it now. So you got to pay them. And then they up the price. And they basically do that with everything. And then you can't send them any, you know, it's like, hey, drug dealer, you know, I got some stuff here for you. You want to buy my stuff? And the guy's like, no, I don't need your stuff. I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm not hooked on it. I don't need that to live. You need my stuff to live. That's what they're doing. And it's just, you know, our government here is all about making money, and that's what people do. They make money. Because if you're a big business and you want to build something, you go to China and you say, we want to build this in China. And they're like, sure, no problem. You want to ship it back to the United States? Sure, no problem. Because they know you'll get hooked. You'll get hooked. They can't do it. You know, you can't get off of it. You can't quit. You know, you see businesses going out of business because they've refused to deal with China. They refuse to make their stuff in China. They go out of business. They can't do it, you know, because China, because their government is the communist system, they subsidize everything. So they all control everything. So they control, you know, if you got employees and your employees, it's like when they were striking. Remember when they were striking over there and they had that deal? Okay, they shut that down pretty quick. Okay, let me tell you something. They shut the internet off. They said, no, get back to work. You know, every now and then they give them a little hope, you know, and then they pull that string, pull it back, you know. In my opinion, I always thought that the systems of government in China and the United States are almost the same. It's that China is way, 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 you know, communist. And we're just not there yet. We'll get there. They'll get us there because we're hooked on everything. We got to have it. We can't stop, you know. Right now, when you look at freedoms being taken away and you look at things going wrong and you think, you know, all that, you know, hey, but the Super Bowl's still going on, right? But then who cares about everything else? That's all. I mean, that's what it is. Nobody cares. Thing with China is that they control it and we're hooked and we can't get off of it. And they could care less. Okay. You know about TikTok. If you're following the news right now about TikTok, you see how, so the app TikTok is controlled by China and they see how addicting it is with the scroll of the videos. And it's so cool because you can just watch a 15-second video. You know, it's a quick joke, boom. You know, maybe it's up to 30 seconds now. It's a quick joke, boom. Quick little pop, boom. And then you go to the next one, boom, next one, boom, next one, boom, next one. You're not bored. And then if you don't like it, if you're watching the first 5 seconds and you don't like it, just skip it. Go next one, keep going, next one, next one, next one, next one. Well, in China, they got the same kind of app. But you know what they do? When you enter your age, they restrict it. Where you, if you are under the age of 18 or whatever, or if you go to school and they, you know, it's like when you get your phone in China, I guess everything's in there. The whole social security number and everything's in there because, you know, they're going to track you, right? And they know who you are. And when you download that app, and then the app, they restrict how much access you have to apps like that. Okay, the phone is a good tool. But when you allow the tool to be misused, then it becomes, you know, the addicting drug, right? Well, in China, their younger kids, the government controls the drug. And they say, you can't do that. You need to go to school because we're training you to be good little soldiers. So when we're here in the United States and we're thinking that because the governments and the left wing and all that control the schools and what you think and what you're studying and all that stuff like that, that doesn't mean a damn thing. Okay? Because, yeah, they're studying stupid crap, but guess what? That's not what they're learning. They're learning on TikTok and they're learning from there to be just the little mind-numbing drone that just uses their thumb to flip to the next subject. You know, consume. Just like in the movie, They Live, right? Is that what the movie's called? With Pied Piper there? And, you know, it's just consume, obey, do what we tell you, you know? And you always say, well, yeah, but when the cops beat up somebody, they go right in the street. That's what they want you to do. They want you to go destroy stuff. That keeps us working. You know, when natural disasters happen and when riots happen, when buildings got to be rebuilt, when construction has to be done, then they call in the workers, and that's us. And we make good money doing it. And then we make that good money, and guess what we do? We go to the football games. You know, we go buy a new motorcycle. Okay, because there's no problems here. I got no problem. Don't take away my Harleys. Don't take away my Cowboys. We got a good thing going, right? That's pretty much it. We all do the same thing. So don't ever sit there and say that, you know, you care about freedom because you don't. You don't. You know, you got to go to the lake on July 4th. And that's it. You know, what was it? We were talking about it the other day with somebody else. It was it's just about, like, you know, going to see stuff, like being able to travel, being able to go see sites, being able to go be with friends and all that. And we're thinking, well, we live in such a great country. And he goes, and you can only do that as long as they allow you to do that. Okay. You know, just like what George Carlin said, there's only so many oil companies right now. There used to be 11 major oil companies. Now there's only 3. That kind of thing. They control it, man. You know, they got balloons in the air, dude. They're watching everything. Oh, man. Watch. I don't know. Sometimes I think we pay attention so much to, like, Congress and what they're doing, and they don't even mean a damn thing because they have no control. They're just people like us. They don't even know what's going on. I'm still convinced that there is some type of big circle room somewhere where there's only like maybe 8 or 9 people and they control everything. You know, there's even now NFL football players coming in here saying that the NFL is scripted. Nah, I don't think it's scripted that bad. But you never know. You never know. You know? I don't know. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. That's the phone number. Push 1 to be part of the conversation or you just want to listen along. But we're just kind of kicking back. It's Friday. And it's a conspiracy. You know, we need to come up with a theme like a Conspiracy Friday or Freak Out Friday. just crazy stuff like that. But we're just checking back. 515-602-9731 is phone number. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We got a YouTube channel. Go subscribe to that right now. You know what? I was going to check that. Let's see. Hold on. We got so many people that have subscribed to the YouTube channel, and we're just looking at where it goes because, you know, we're about quality, not quantity, and we just want to keep it as long as it's steadily growing. It's right about 987 right now. Yeah, it's fine. You know, all we can do, the best we can to help people out. And as long as we keep doing that, we're doing good. So, redneckandeyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio, all things trucking and then some. 515-602-9731. Give us a call. We'll see you in a second.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Going on, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dave with Renegonize Radio. Appreciate everybody joining along. Man, I tell you what, I love that. Kickstart my heart. Valentine's Day is coming up. Don't forget, get over there and get something good for your girl. Loved ones, whoever you can do. It's always a big deal to all those ones to let them know you care about them a lot. Like I said, that'll be, the 14th of February, which is a little over a week away. It's not next Tuesday, it's the Tuesday after that. So it is a Tuesday during the week, so it kind of sucks, you know, and all that. But hey, go get it done, right? What else is going on in the trucking industry? Let's see. They're just talking about stuff going on in the surveillance world, which is, that's the one where, you know, talking about keeping up with truckers in the cab with all the technology, cameras, sensors, and it's all hooked to the computer, where if the sensor goes off too many times, it sends a report through the satellite to the company and lets them know, hey, this guy's hitting the button a lot on this thing, or, you know, it keeps saying lane departure and all that stuff. I mean, they'll do that and they'll check it, and they got a dash cam, and they'll go look at the dash cam to see whether or not, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing or whatever. And they actually did it on me. I mean, because I'm driving down the road at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't think it was a big deal that the thing kept going off. I just never thought it was a big deal, if, you know, especially if I'm out there in the middle of nowhere and, you know, you see some debris, you move a little bit, you know, the wind takes the truck, it moves a little bit, you know, there's nobody around me. You know, why am I worrying about lines? I'm worried about staying on the road and keeping the truck, you know, on the road, stable, and letting it kind of drift a little bit wasn't a big deal to me. And they said, oh, no, you can't do that. Don't do that. So I found out there's a little button you show it to shut it off, and that way you can do that, and it won't trigger a report. And then as soon as you hear it, you know, like that, you hit the button again, because the button automatically shuts itself off. But I was like, who cares? It's 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody around here. There's no cars for miles, no lights on the road, nothing. You know, and what it is, it's that if you maneuver the vehicle in and out of the lane without signaling, then the buzzer goes off, that kind of thing. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting going down the road sometimes, and it's raining a little bit, you know, sprinkle, the road's a little wet, so you got reflections off the lights, you know, coming off the street lights or whatever, shining on the road, and then shadows get cast. So it's a light, and there's a bridge where it goes black, right? So when that happens, the sensor for the collision warning it triggers that it says there's something on the road because there was a shiny object. Now there's no more shiny objects. So that must be a something on the road. So every time you do, every now and then, it doesn't do it all the time. Every now and then it'll me. I mean, you're going, you know, it's just, and it for like 2-3 seconds and it quits. But it's just because this image just doesn't register right. So yeah, it's the weirdest thing to me. So things like that, that's surveillance. They're keeping an eye on you, you know, what you got going on. So yeah, check it out. Think about it. And the reports that they're coming out with is that that equipment is actually harming the safety of the drivers because it's taken away their ability to just do anything else. And the more and more they put stuff in the truck that allows the driver not to pay attention to, you know, following distances or not pay attention to, you know, lane departures and all that. And when they say, well, the sensor will go off, well, then what happens if the sensor doesn't go off? But the other thing, what they're doing is that you don't do anything until the sensor goes off. And then by that time, sometimes it's too late, you know, right? So that's the problem. And that's what they're seeing out there. But yeah, so tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. 515-602-9731. I keep saying that, right? Yep, okay. And, yeah, what you guys got going on? I ain't got too much more. It's about 20 minutes left in the show, and, yeah, you know, I got to get to work here pretty soon, so we'll wrap it up here in a second, and we'll see what's going on. It says, you know, and then California, they're fighting over driverless trucks. We talked about that a couple of days ago. you know, that's funny. New Orleans, truck full of trash sits, festers, and grows in fed-up Carrollton neighborhood in New Orleans. And it's just, it looks like one of these old straight trucks with sides on it. Let's see what this says. Let's see. That might be a little loud here. There we go. Let that commercial play out and we'll turn it back on. 3, 2, 1. Hey, we call you politicians over there, buddy. Ask them what they're doing. Who's your mayor? Oh, that's right. Bunch of bleeding heart Democrats that want to help all the homeless and all those other people that don't pay any taxes. Yep. Yeah. Screw that. You know, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, nobody does anything. You know, you watch the national news. You don't even watch your local news. That's local news right there. Nobody watches it, I bet, because it's only on the TV, you know, unless it goes through the internet. I don't know. But nobody cares. It's not in their neighborhood. What's that? Not in my backyard? You know, well, I mean, basically what they say is I don't worry about it unless it's in my backyard. You know, the biggest news on that is that there's some multifamily homes that want to be built in California somewhere. And it's like right next to Steph Curry, the basketball player for, who does he play for? The Kings, I think. Golden State. That's who he plays for. And what he called him and his wife, they wrote an email to the city saying, hey, don't build those multifamily homes. They think it's like low income. I don't even think it's low income because, I mean, if they've got a $30 million property mansion or whatever, I don't – the townhomes that are going to be built like a back behind their back property back there, like they're going to be townhomes, which means that they're $30 million. I bet those townhomes probably going to be like $1 million a piece. You know, they're like be three-story townhomes that are building side by side, you know, kind of like these – Yeah, I mean, it's going to be expensive. It's not going to be low income. Maybe low income for them, but not low income. But they don't want them. They said, no, don't do that. That takes away from all of this privacy we have. We live out here. I mean, basically, they're like, you know, just build the city, but not near us. So they, you know, come on, you know. But yeah, it's crazy. Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. That's what it is. That's what it's all about, is that nobody cares unless it actually affects them directly. And sometimes we always say, mind your business kind of thing. But when it starts tearing down the fabric of your society or your country, you know, I mean, it's basically saying, like that balloon, it really has nothing to do with whether or not they're stealing anything or they're trying to get one over on us or whatever. It's like, you know, hey, no. We say what goes around here, okay? We make the rules, not you. So, no, you don't get to do that. One of those things, you know? It's kind of like when you decide that you're going to play ball in the house. You know, you've been told don't do it, but you do it anyway because you're like, you know, hey, you know, once or twice ain't going to happen. Ain't going to bother anybody, you know? Mother says, knock it off, and you keep doing it because mom's not going to do anything. And then dad comes in there and slaps the crap out of you, right? And you stop doing it because guess what? No, you don't make the rules, right? They make the rules. That's the way it goes. We make the rules in our country. You don't get to fly stuff around here because it's not bothering anybody, you know? I mean, basically what they're doing is China is shoving their hand in your face, going, not touching, can't get mad, not touching, can't get mad. I mean, that's basically what they're doing, flying that balloon around here. So get rid of it. Let's get it out of here. I don't want to see it. And that's all I got to say. Might not be here on Monday, but definitely be back on Tuesday. Let's see. Pull my thing back on here. So, yeah, let's go ahead and call it. We'll be here Tuesday because I'll be traveling, visiting some family and everything on Monday. So we'll see you guys. We still might have a show. You never know. But check us out. 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining us along. And Redneck and Eyes Radio every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. 515-602-9731. Go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Thanks to all of our great sponsors, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. DPF Regeneration at DPF Regeneration and Load to Ride Transportation at LTRTransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. Redneck and Eyes Radio, we'll see you guys later. All right now, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Before the boat had hit the water, the whale still came up and caught her. Hand to the side, harping and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the lane went slack and tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as affair, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The wellerman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew, and all. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.